Hey everyone, it's Jerry Bunkowski. Welcome back to another edition of the Racing Beat Podcast right here on the Believe Podcast Network. This week's show, a little bit different. Our good buddy Michael Eubanks was out in Portland last Friday for the IndyCar test out there and got a lot of good comments from several drivers about not only this weekend's race in Nashville, which is, from what everything I'm hearing, is going to be a monster of an event. It's going to be a huge, huge, huge success. But I'll also talk to drivers about not only how their season is going, but also the remaining six races as well. So without further ado, let's get to Michael Eubanks' interviews with drivers such as Jimmy Johnson and more right here on the Racing Beat. Let's start off with Scott Dixon, the reigning 2020 season champion in the IndyCar series. And then we'll have Marcus Ericsson, Pato O'Ward, Jack Harvey, Felix Rosenquist, and we'll wrap everything up with Jimmy Johnson. All right, you ready to go? Let's start off with Scott Dixon.
Sad, but that's what's trending on Twitter right now.
Me too.
Getting you two together.
Yeah. That would be cool.
Welcome back to Portland. You've had experience here. What do you love about this track?
It's a lot of fun. You know, I think it's a pretty short track. As we've seen in the past, the racing's been really good. It provides a lot of craziness. I think strategy is always pretty tricky as well. We've had good days here, bad days here. The last time we were here, we were checking out leading, and then we had a battery failure, which hurt our championship chances, I think. But I love this part of the world. It's a beautiful part of the world. The fans are fantastic. I think the only shame about Portland for us was that it took so long for us to get out here.
Third in the championship. You got a shot. You're 45, 46 points back. Six races to go.
Winning, I think. You know, it's been a very strange year for us. Points, you know, that would be pretty bad. How qualifiers have gone, and you know, red flags, and you know, taking us out of situations like that. So it's just been a very hard year. I think we've had pretty good potential. Even Detroit, I think both races we had a good shot of winning. So the strategy flipped, all qualifying kind of, you know, was sort of rough. So I don't know. It's great to see that the teams, you know, doing really well with Alex, and also with Marcus getting a win, you know, which is huge for us, and then also the extent of, you know, the gains that Jimmy's making. It's been really good to see as well. So it's a tough year, but you know, we're still in championships, it's not too bad. But it could be a whole lot better.
What was your biggest goal while you're here testing?
Unfortunately, it's really hot for this track. You know, especially this afternoon, it's going to be, you know, I think we're approaching 100 degrees. It's dry heat, it's not as bad. But I think typically we can come back here and, you know, hot, so it's going to be, so, you know, some of this will apply for the same tire we use at Indy Road Course. So there's definitely a lot of things that we will try and help us in other places as well, where it can be similar temperatures too. So we don't get to test much of it. So if we get to a track and we can get to run, we have less time than we can possibly get to try to understand the temperature. So it's a lot of stuff.
Next up, here's Marcus Ericsson.
On Twitter, with all the stuff going with Formula One, you're one of many drivers who have made the jump. Question for you that I ask everyone, what has been the biggest transition coming over here and racing the NTT IndyCar?
I think for me, the cars are very different to drive for sure. It's less downforce, and less, you know, less grip in general, so you have to work more behind the wheel. You don't have any power steering, so it's definitely a very different car to drive. The tracks we have here in the States as well are very different compared to the F1 tracks I drove over there. So there's a lot of things, but I think probably the biggest thing is the competition. You know, in IndyCar, everyone have the same cars to work with, so, you know, the playing field is a lot more level, so everyone has a chance. And that's something that in F1, you know, everyone build their own cars, and it's just if you're not in the right car, you cannot win. So in IndyCar, everyone can win, and I think that's it's a great thing for a driver to know that.
How are you enjoying Portland so far? How's it stack up compared to the others? And also knowing it's going to be 20 degrees cooler next time you guys come out.
Yeah, it's a warm day for sure, but I like it. It's a cool track. It's what I said to one of my engineers. It's a proper, like, it's a typical IndyCar track, you know, where it's pretty narrow, it's a bit bumpy, but it has a lot of character. And, you know, I love the last part of the track with the fast chicane going into that tight right-hander. That's really challenging and fun to drive. So I've really enjoyed it so far. You know, my first time here, so I'm just trying to learn and get up to speed, and I thought the morning session was good for that.
A lot of the guys from Formula One talking about the ovals as being the biggest challenge. It seems like you're comfortable with that. Are you good with the ovals? Any issues there?
No, I thought, you know, coming here, I went in with a very open mindset, and I wanted to sort of embrace the oval challenge of IndyCar, and from the get-go, I've really enjoyed it, and now I think, for me personally, it's one of the highlights of the season is when we go to the ovals and race there, because I think it's just such a different way of racing, such a different way of thinking racing, so for me, I really enjoy that challenge, and, you know, still waiting on my first big result on an oval, but I know it's coming.
With COVID shutting everything down, a lot of the iRacing taking place, what did you find the most beneficial during your quote-unquote off-season training so that you could step back in the car and pick up right where you left off?
I think iRacing was a good tool to sort of keep us busy when we were not able to drive, but it's still very different, so I don't think we could take a lot from that, to be honest. It's a very different thing to drive on a game like that to reality, but it was a good thing. It was cool that IndyCar put that together and, you know, did something for the fans as well, so it's a good thing, but I don't think in the future it will be that much.
All right, fair enough.
Marcus, when you participate in a test like this, what do you and your team look to take away from it?
I think first of all is for me to get up to speed on the track. You know, it's the only track, obviously Nashville is new for everyone, but apart from that, it's the only track that's new for me, so that was the sort of first thing that we need to check off the list. And then these days we don't have a lot of testing, you know, and the race weekends are pretty short now with only two sessions, so it's a chance for us to try some bigger test items that we normally don't have time to try in a race weekend. So that's why a test like today is important for us to be able to do the bigger changes, and having four cars as well, you know, we can do different changes on different cars and sort of gather all that information and then know when we get here next time, but also on other tracks, know what things works and didn't work. So it's an important day for us for sure.
Do you feel like it gives you an advantage going into the 4-1 race next month?
Yeah, for sure. I think, you know, all of us that's here now is going to be right up to speed from the first lap, so it's going to be good. But same time, a lot of the other guys were out testing in Gateway last week and somewhere else, Laguna, whatever. So, you know, you got to pick the places. But I think for us as a team, you know, both me, Alex, and Jimmy has never been here to Portland, so it was, you know, it was a sensible decision for us to come here. And like I said, I think it's good. It's a good track to work on the car and work on the setup. It has a bit of everything with some twisty parts and some faster stuff. So I think it's a good track for testing for sure.
Next up is Pato O'Ward.
Yeah, there's still plenty of racing to go. We just need to not make mistakes. It does seem like mistakes have been very costly, especially with our championship. It's just so competitive, and everybody is, I mean, from the small teams to the big teams to the medium-sized teams, everybody's competitive. There's been wins from, you know, kind of like the whole spectrum of the paddock. There's been poles from the whole spectrum of the paddock. So I think it really just leaves it to us and the team to be very efficient on changes and just nail laps in executing qualifying. I can't express how important it is to execute in qualifying, because when you start up front, you make your life a lot easier. Unless then a yellow comes out that it's not in your favor, then you'll worry about that. But, you know, there's definitely been instances this year where we qualify up front and it's just, I mean, man, it's just less dirty air, the car feels better, everything is just better at the front.
Even some of the mistakes have seemed to even fall your way, and that's a good thing. So is that just something that you
honestly, I feel like they have fell more to the Ganassi's favor. There's been multiple times this season where we got hosed by yellows. I mean, in Portland, we shouldn't have been third the first race, and we ended third. We ended up passing like eight cars on track because that was the only choice that we had, and then made our way perfectly through the field in race two. You know, we've made mistakes in for example, St. Pete, where we qualified up front, but we had a very shitty race, and that put us back. You know, in Barber, we had mistakes from the strategy side. So, I mean, it's just everything has to come together to win a race now because it's just so competitive. But I think we've been doing a good job. We just really need to make sure that we execute in qualifying and then keep our nose clean during the races and just try and outscore the guys that we're fighting, honestly. That's our biggest thing now towards Long Beach.
Next weekend, you guys are in a brand new place in Nashville, driving over a bridge. Any sense of new course?
That's going to be cool, man. We did it on the sim, and it seems there's honestly no fast corners, so very different to this place. I love this place. I really enjoy fast, very fast, like flowing circuits like Barber, Portland. I enjoy Detroit because it's just so tight and there's literally no room for error, and it's just very rewarding when you get it right. And I feel like Nashville's going to be kind of like a Detroit feel, maybe like a Detroit Long Beach kind of feel, where you got the massive straightaways like Long Beach, but you got the tightness and the bumpiness from Detroit.
You've had a lot of success here. What is it that you love about Portland?
I don't know. Ever since the first practice that I did here in Indy Lights, I was just like, man, this track just flows. It's very enjoyable. I enjoy it a lot when I drive around here. And it's the same in IndyCar. I mean, honestly, this last sector is pretty impressive. If you go and just watch their entry to 10 and 11, it's we go pretty quick through there. It's quite nice whenever you really nail it.
Jack was saying with the aero screen, going through some of the corners, weight seems off. Are you guys seeing the same thing?
Hard to say because I didn't really try it with the other IndyCar. So for me, this is, I mean, so much better than the Lights car because it's more grip, more aero, more speed. But I can understand how the weight is for sure at least affecting some of it because, I mean, it has to. It's like 60 pounds in the highest point of the race car. So it must really just make the tire struggle more in specific changes of direction where you're going so fast.
You mentioned a lot of aspects of racing that's kind of out of your control. Obviously, coming off a great season last year, what's your personal assessment at this point in the season? What are you personally, just from a driver standpoint, working on to get that 39 points that he mentioned?
Man, I just need to make sure I nail every session. I need to be efficient. And I just need to be good at communicating what I need to the team in order for me to execute when qualifying comes, and then just continuously start at the front. That will put us in contention for wins.
Are you a history buff? You know, the McLaren
amazing
legacy.
So, you're talking about our Nashville liveries?
Yeah. Well, I do want to hear about that.
Okay,
yeah,
so a fan actually designed this livery. It's a competition that Views did online. Not sure how many fans competed, but I'm sure it was quite a bit. And then this guy that won is obviously one of the three finalists. And it's kind of like it's the thought behind this livery is the World War One machines that would go to war.
Okay.
And at first it was just Felix's car that was going to do that. But I'm so happy we ended up doing it too, because then it's like, man, we got left out for the 500 livery. And it's like, why can't I get a special one too? And I guess Arrow was feeling the same, so we're like, let's just do both cars. So, you know, Felix has got the blue and papaya, and then I've got the black and papaya, which honestly, I think they look really cool. I saw Felix roll out, and they look very racy. They look very aggressive in a way. So it's cool, man. I'm excited to take this to Nashville, hopefully put it in victory lane. I've got a special helmet coming too. I just got a sneak peek of it, and it's pretty cool. So
he's got time for one more, and then he's got to do his.
I'm excited.
Awesome. We really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Good luck.
Thanks, Paul.
Thank you.
All right. Next, we have Jack Harvey.
You know, from the first moment I came into the laps here, I just really like the track, and this is the first time we've been back with the aero screen on the car. So honestly, just trying to figure out what we can take from before, what's changed now, perhaps, and you know what we need to focus up on the setup this afternoon. But we just love being here. It's a very technical track. You've got some real long slow speed corners, but obviously if anyone's been over to 10 and 11, it's about as high speed on the edge as you can get. So pretty much has everything that you might want to come to a racetrack and watch.
Anything you can identify with the aero screen versus without having it?
Probably the only thing that kind of cropped up this morning straight away was actually turn 5 and 6. Feels like the car's so loaded going through 5 that when you try and then just kind of throw the car into 6, that maybe the weight really transfers from the left side to the right side. And, you know, just trying to get a handle on that this afternoon and see if there's something we can do to try and limit that. But the rest of the lap has been really good.
Not to get too far ahead, but you guys go to a new track next week in Nashville, going over a bridge.
Yeah.
Just kind of impressions of that.
It's cool, yeah. We actually went to the simulator a couple of weeks ago and tentatively got to drive around what we think the track layout is going to be. And I've actually never been to Nashville, so I'm excited to go. The track looks absolutely awesome. It's going to be super tight, like a lot of street circuits are. Obviously, it's cool to be driving over bridges. Still don't have any issues, but just excited to go to Nashville in general. Everyone tells me what a great city it is. It seems like there's going to be a really incredible event, and right now it seems to be ticking all the boxes.
I know there's a lot of questions for you next season. Any update on that?
Not right now, but
with this track in particular, what is the biggest challenge you face?
Honestly, I think trying to get enough front wing in the car where it's not too sensitive through turns 10 and then 10, 11 and then also turn 4, but whilst keeping the car under us through the slowest parts of the track without having pretty bad oversteer. And that's what we're just trying to work on right now. We're trying to get that marinade between high speed balance, low speed balance, and try and just kind of tie them in together.
Now, I typically cover supercars. IndyCar is very new to me to cover this. When you go back and forth from oval to road course, what kind of adjustments do you guys make as drivers to adapt from week to week?
Oh, it's massive. I think that's what's cool about the NTT IndyCar series is, diversity in tracks. I mean, we go to three different styles, and this next little bit, or August, I guess, shows you all three of them, from going to Nashville on the street circuit, going to Indy back on the road course, to going to an oval and gateway. Honestly, it's just trying to, in your own mind, visualize a lot about them. Sensations, obviously, driving an oval is way different than driving. Here, for example, just spending time doing data review, onboard review, and then just trying to remember all them feelings. So one thing I've tried to do throughout IndyCar, but my career in IndyCar right now, has been taking more notes just to help myself. So when I come back to Gateway, for example, I'd go, okay, well, remember this feeling is what you're going to experience. It's okay, drive through it, etc. So,
hey, Jack. You kind of feel like this track owes you one after everybody hits you, but the
I don't know. I mean, at the end of the day, even in 2018 when we came, we had pretty good pace in the race. I think we ran top 5 in the first part. The strategy didn't quite pan out that day, and then we came back in 2019, had a great quali, had a great start, and then obviously we had that deal with Ryan, but. It's just the opportunity is there for us to go and get it. We just got to go out and reach it with both hands and just take it. We certainly felt like coming back to Portland, there's a few low-hanging fruits that we want to just grab. And at the end of the day, that's our responsibility to go and try and have the best weekend we can.
Now, I know you're probably going to say whatever track you're driving, but do you have what's your favorite track that you've been on?
Just this season or in ever?
Yeah, just in general. Yeah.
You are partly right. I mean, obviously, I like this place. I've really always enjoyed coming to Portland. I really enjoy the city. I did the Soapbox Derby downhill, a few years ago, and that was cool. So I've always just had really fond memories of being here. And I actually do like driving the track. Thinking about America, I mean, Road America is obviously, one of them real famous historic tracks. That's cool. I like Indy Road Course. We've always had good success there. Ohio's cool. I mean, I think a lot of the tracks that we go to, they're not cool. It'd be easier to say, like, if you had to pick one, where don't you like, opposed to which one's your favorite.
Yeah, fair enough.
So where don't you like?
Hey Jack, I'm sorry I missed the beginning of this, so you may have already been asked, but you've been a one-car team pretty much right along. How do you like having a teammate?
Well, I mean, it's great having a teammate, but it's particularly cool having Elio as a teammate. The experience that he has, and so talented as he still is. This has been a great demonstration of what we can get through when we're a two-car team, and obviously we're going to be really happy for everyone at Mayachank Racing that are able to expand their program into that. And
right.
He's just a great guy. It's kind of hard not to like Elio in any capacity.
Right.
Just really have. Proud myself just to share a little bit of him winning number 4. Obviously, wish we had won ourselves here, but Yeah, I mean, he's a great guy.
Thank you.
Do you feel like a test going into a weekend like at Portland? Do you feel like you get an advantage? Or
hope so.
Yeah?
Yeah, I mean, that's why we're here, right? I mean, it's, you know, there's been lots of teams in IndyCar have been testing in multiple different places this week, and, you know, we felt like we wanted to come to Portland and hope that when we come back in, you know, month, I guess, like however many weeks it is, that we can take what we've learned here and just roll it into having a successful weekend.
Awesome. Thank you.
Yep.
And last but not least, he may be a seven-time champion in NASCAR, but he's a rookie still in the IndyCar series. Here's Jimmy Johnson.
To the Pacific Northwest. I'm assuming this might be your first time here at PIR. What are your initial impressions of the track?
Yeah, it's the first time here, and a very fun track. It is a quick lap. We're right around 1 minute to complete a lap. But very fun and challenging track. There's almost two pieces to the track. Turns, you know, from turn one to turn seven, it's kind of condensed, compressed, slower speed turns. And then you're working with the other end of the track in a more flowy, fast corners. So there's a certain rhythm of the track that I'm trying to learn. It's had a half a day of testing so far, and I'm excited about this afternoon session.
Going into test sessions like this, especially at a new facility, how much do you feel that helps you prepare for the actual race itself?
That's huge, especially where I'm starting from. I've never been here before. And each lap, you know, I've still probably only had 16 or 17 days ever in an Indy car. So not only am I still learning the car, but obviously showing up to the racetrack and trying to learn and serve about counts.
And obviously this season being your first in IndyCar, obviously seventh-time NASCAR champion, you've also got to race IMSA this year. Is there anything else left on your racing bucket list that you'd like to cross off?
Yeah, I'd love to get to Le Mans. I'd love to get better in IndyCars and IMSA cars that I'm competing in, and stick around and race both for years to come. So what happens.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Jimmy.
Yep.
All right, that's going to do it for this weekend's edition of the Racing Beat Podcast. I'm Jerry Bunkowski. Thanks a lot to Michael Eubanks for his efforts in getting these interviews this past weekend over in Portland. And look forward to talking more about this coming weekend's race at Nashville. It's going to be a big one. Looking forward to it. Hope you enjoy it, everyone. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon right here on the Racing Beat.